So let's just start by looking at where we're at. Obviously, we're last week of April. Looking out my window, still plenty of white out there, so we're not going to be probably going for a couple weeks at the very least. What's that mean? Anything that we a grower should be alert to?
You know, I think the first thing is, you know, we've been here before. This is kind of status quo for April, right? It's just kind of a wild card. You know, I think the thing that we really got going for us this year versus prior years is the fact that we just didn't have the frost depth. You know, I've been looking at some of the Endon's data here over the last few days, and, you know, even at the Morton site, down to 12 inches, it's 36 degrees Fahrenheit. So, you know, one thing coming out of last fall that we didn't really have was subsoil moisture. Talked to a lot of growers that did a bunch of tiling, and it was dry, you know, 8 feet down in the ground. So we just, you know, with the lack of rainfall we had last fall, last summer, it was a little scary coming into the spring not having any moisture. The fact that we had that early snow cover here this winter, this past fall, really helped insulate this ground and keep this ground from really getting that deep freeze down there. So, you know, watching the snowpack come off these fields this spring, in a lot of cases, boy, oh boy, that ground insulating that snow insulating that ground allowed, you know, a decent percent of this moisture to go down into the soil. So, you know, even the last 2 days we had anywhere between 7/10 and 9/10 down here in southeast North Dakota. So again, you know, on one end, yeah, we wish we were a little bit further along at this point, but the silver lining is we got a little bit more moisture in the soil at this point than what we had last fall, and the frost depth is virtually none at this point. So again, you know, the forecast doesn't look overly overly good for the next week, 10 days here, but as we get into May, I'm pretty optimistic. So we'll see what happens.
So it's too early to be thinking about switching any acres up or maturities or anything like that, JJ?
Well, you know, there's no doubt that we were getting some questions on this, but you got to remember, the month of May is a low GDU year, or low GDU month, excuse me. And, you know, southeast North Dakota, we receive anywhere between 280 and 290 GDUs throughout the month, and close to 65% of those GDUs are on weeks 3 and 4 of May. So the first 2 weeks, they're not big GDU weeks. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, we tell growers we want to stay with adaptive maturities through about May 20th. And, you know, the long-term data supports that, and that's really what we need to be thinking about. So,
good point. Obviously, it's going to be a compact spring season. What are your thoughts on making sure that we take care of those early weeds? We've obviously had some weed resistance issues that we've been dealing with for some time.
Yeah, there is. You know, I think growers have been in tune to this over the last, you know, 5 years for sure. They just understand that we need to be putting down freeze and layered residuals, stuff like that. But, you know, I think growers have, you know, like I said, become really well-versed to that, and they're doing a better job with that. But, you know, I think is one of the more important points for this time of year is just understanding your varieties and your stress emergence scores on those varieties. As we start getting into May and we start getting fields that are getting to be a little bit more fit, the most common theme that the growers relate to is that, hey, we need to get the full season varieties in first. So, you know, full season varieties for southeast North Dakota, we've got guys that will plant 100-day, 102-day products, and they need to be thinking that those going first. Well, what we really need to be thinking about is stress emergence scores on these hybrids. So, you know, case in point, if we're planting a 99-day product that's got a lower stress emergence score of a 4 versus a 94-day product that's got a stress emergence score of a 7, if we're looking at, you know, 45-degree soil temperatures, maybe close to 50, and the field is fit and we want to be going, I would highly recommend that you're looking at that 94-day product that's got that 7 for stress emergence. And like I said, Pioneer's got one of the most stringent stress emergence tests on the market. We call it the PST test, and if we got a 7 in our catalog in our portfolio for a product on stress emergence, that means you can put that product in some some pretty cool environments, and she's going to perform awfully well from stand uniformity perspective. So contact your local Pioneer rep. Those are some of the conversations you need to be having. Understanding which products can be pushed a little bit more on the earlier side for planting into cold soils versus others.